because I know when we were disappointed with this house, with the house that we've been let down on, and the wedding was due, and my husband came home, and at that time, as I say, they were where Botanic House is, the printing works, and there was great big old houses there, a tall old house, about three or four stories, and heifers owned them, and they turned them into really quite deluxe flats. And he came, and he said, oh, he said, I think the problem's solved. He said, we can have one of the flats for 10 shillings a week. And I said, no. I said, because if we do that, then we won't be able to afford, because my parents were adamant. They were in council house, but they were adamant all us would start buying our own houses, you know, they said, because otherwise, once you start paying rent, you've had it. And I said, no, we'll have to put the wedding off till next year, because and then, of course, we were lucky to get this, but the idea was that on the board of directors, he was something to do with housing, Cambridge Housing, and so you could go in these flats for 10 shillings a week, and then they'd guarantee you a brand new council house within a year, and they were all over Arbury in the end. And of course, within 3 years, they were paying more than we were on mortgage for the rent. You know, sort of, because theirs was going up, whereas our mortgage just stayed as it was for years. But there was definitely those Nissen huts where Parkside Pool were. There was lots of them, and they were all accommodation for newlyweds.